Terry McAuliffe denies existence of pro-life women CEOs in America. By Dr. Susan Berry on October 22, 2021. Former Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe, D., told the Virginia Chamber of Commerce Wednesday, "There's not a woman CEO in America that wants to go to a state where someone's banning abortions." Abortion has become a central issue in the tight gubernatorial race between McAuliffe and Republican candidate Glenn Youngkin. McAuliffe boasted to the Chamber of Commerce about his entirely pro-abortion stand as governor, one he associated with the position of being pro-women and welcoming. "I also made sure that Virginia was an open and welcoming state. We had some, as you all know, the most anti-women, anti-gay, anti-immigrant, anti-environment legislation in America. I ended all that nonsense. I kept all 16 women's clinics open. They would not be open today had I not got elected." In July, McAuliffe touted his endorsements by Planned Parenthood advocates of Virginia and NARAL. "I've always been a brick wall against attacks on reproductive health care, and that won't stop now," he vowed on Twitter. "As governor, I'll fight to enshrine the right to choose into the Virginia Constitution." Planned Parenthood Action Fund donated $250,000 to McAuliffe's campaign just between August 31 and September 28. CNBC reported Friday abortion and education have taken the spotlight in the Virginia gubernatorial race, with the candidate's most expensive ads focused on both of these issues. According to the report, three of McAuliffe's most expensive ads, which cost from $510,000 to $922,000 to produce and run, have attacked Youngkin for his abortion stance. They are among the former governor's most aired ads on broadcast or cable television, with each airing over 1,100 times, according to Ad Impact data. During this week's 8 News/Urban 1 Virginia gubernatorial candidate forum, McAuliffe said abortion is the most important issue in the governor's race, and repeated he would enshrine Roe v. Wade into Virginia's constitution. When asked about what changes he might make to the current abortion laws in Virginia, McAuliffe responded, "I'm glad you asked this, because there probably is not a more important question to ask right now." Monmouth University Polling Institute has McAuliffe and Youngkin locked in a close battle in the governor's race, with Youngkin making the most recent gains. According to Wednesday's polling report, Youngkin, 46%, and McAuliffe, 46%, hold identical levels of support among all registered voters. This marks a shift from prior Monmouth polls where the Democrat held a 5-point lead, 48% to 43% in September and 47% to 42% in August. A range of probabilistic likely electorate models shows a potential outcome, if the election was held today, of anywhere from a 3-point lead for McAuliffe, 48% to 45%, to a 3-point lead for a Youngkin, 48% to 45%. This is the first time the Republican has held the lead in Monmouth polls this cycle. Patrick Murray, director of the Monmouth Polling Institute, especially noted that suburban women in Virginia are not registering as enthusiastic for Democrats as they have in the past. "Suburban women, especially in Northern Virginia, have been crucial to the sizable victories Democrats have enjoyed in the Commonwealth since 2017, he said. However, their support is not registering at the same level this time around, he observed. "This is due partly to a shift in key issues important to these voters and partly to dampened enthusiasm among the party faithful."